You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. They will steer you straight with a 39.95 wheel alignment. Check it out at lakewoodchev.com.
Chris Ryan, you can read his stuff at nj.com and the Star Ledger. Chris, before we get to the Devils offseason, how would you describe the 16-17 campaign for the New Jersey Devils?
I would describe it as disappointing. First, thanks for having me on, guys. I would describe it as disappointing based on how they finished a year ago in their first year under John Hines and Ray Sherrow. I think they exceeded expectations, and then they didn't take any further step forward this year. And obviously not where they want to be, but they coming up with, like as you mentioned, the draft, have the first overall pick and 10 more picks after that. So they're hoping that can, again, jumpstart the rebuild and hopefully get them a little bit further in the direction they're trying to go.
Are there areas of their team that they're happy with?
I would say they're pretty happy with their top line. The unit of Taylor Hall, Travis Ajak, Kyle Palmieri performed pretty well last year from about January toward maybe they scaled out a little bit towards the end of March. They're pretty happy with that production, but, I mean, outside of that, there weren't really too many areas to smile on. Their defense took a big step back, nothing really in front of Corey Schneider, who obviously had one of his worst statistical years of his career. Obviously didn't have much help in front of him, but they want to improve that decor. They know they need more scoring up front. I mean, outside of Hall, there wasn't really much there for them to rely on in terms of making plays and being able to actually get the puck in front of the net.
We're joined by Chris Ryan from NJ.com and the Star Ledger talking New Jersey Devils as they hold the first overall pick in the upcoming NHL entry draft. The two names at the top, Nolan Patrick and Nico Hershiser. Chris, in your opinion, who would be a better fit for the New Jersey Devils?
That's a very good question because I've gone back and forth on it, as I'm sure many people have for the last month or so. At this point, I think Patrick is a slightly better fit. A guy who can play up the middle. He's a big big center. I think he just fits the mold of the guy the Devils kind of need. Hershiser obviously could follow in that mold. I mean, he's another playmaking guy. The Devils could certainly use him. But I think at the end of the day, if you're nitpicking the things between the two, I think Patrick is a slightly better fit for what the Devils need. Again, both guys would help, but I think Patrick's a better fit.
Do you have to look at who will play well with Taylor Hall? Because, I mean, you've already said it. He's the offense of that group.
Yep, definitely. I mean, and I don't know if you could put Patrick immediately into that role.
Okay.
I've seen what the first overall guys have done the last few years. But I think down the line, Patrick could definitely be a guy that Taylor could play with. And obviously, when you're looking at Taylor's signed through 2020, you want to bring in guys that can play around him and give him a reason to stay here and obviously keep playing and give him a reason to think that the team is building around him and actually going to be worth staying around for, going to be making the playoffs, which he hasn't done over his career in Edmonton and obviously not New Jersey yet either.
The New Jersey Devils have missed the playoffs for five straight years, Chris. In your opinion, how has life been for the New Jersey Devils post Lou Lamoriello?
I think it's been up and down, as you would expect. I mean, they had a couple rough years at the end of Lou's tenure here before he moved on to Toronto and has obviously done great things up there. Sherrow had a lot of work to do. I think he made some great strides when he came in, was able to put a few pieces into there to get them kind of back into the playoff range, but obviously a big step back this year. I think, as they've said all along, fans just have to be patient, and I think that's the case. I mean, stuff like this doesn't happen overnight or over the course of even one season, and I think obviously fans are obviously frustrated. 5 years is a long time for a team that was a playoff team for every year for the last two decades leading up to it, you know. And I think they want to get back to that point and have the taste of hockey in April and May and June like the Penguins and Predators are now.
You know, you mentioned already the draft picks, and they've got a bunch. I mean, in the first three rounds, they're looking at six picks. Just is there any specific need, or are they just taking the best player they can to fill the spots?
I think it'll be the best player they get to fill the spot. I think the biggest thing you'll be looking for with those picks is potentially to try and make a move. You saw it last year. They traded for Bo Bennett with a third-round pick. The year before that, they traded a second- and third-round pick to get Kyle Palmieri. I think that'll be the biggest short-term improvement in terms of trying to use those picks to get the team better as a whole. But after that, if they do end up keeping any of those picks and making those selections, I think they're going to go with the best player possible, whether that be forward defenseman or even if they feel goaltender at that point. But I think forward defenseman will probably be the most likely focus with those second and third round picks.
Chris Ryan from NJ.com joins us. John Hines has been the head coach of the New Jersey Devils for two seasons. Since when he was hired, he was the youngest coach in the NHL at the time. Have you seen a difference in how John Hines either approaches the offseason or the beginning of the year in his 2 years, now entering third year with the New Jersey Devils?
Yeah, I think he even said after the season he even feels he's grown as a coach, obviously being the youngest guy and a first-time NHL coach 2 years ago. He had a lot to learn on the job, and even being in the AHL, just learning what the daily grinds and what the NHL takes. A year ago, he stepped away, coached the World Championships for USA over the offseason. This year, he decided to step away from that, completely focus on the Devils and stay here for the entire offseason. He also had the World Cup run last year, so he was away for a little bit of training camp. So I think he's learned that, maybe not learned, but he wants to be fully committed to what's going on in New Jersey, and he's dedicated all of his time to being here now, even if it meant stepping away from that coaching opportunity.
You know, looking at the New Jersey Devils' salary cap situation, I don't see a lot of contracts going to be tough to negotiate. Am I wrong in that stance? And if moving forward towards the Vegas pick or Vegas expansion draft pick, is there any issues with that for them?
No. In terms of first of free agents coming off the books, the only unrestricted free agent they'll have is backup goalie Keith Kincaid. Mm-hmm. And they also have Scott Wedgwood waiting in the wings. So it'll be interesting to see if they try to bring Kincaid back or just move on from him and go with Wedgwood. I could see that going either way, depending on where they feel Wedgwood's health is. In terms of the expansion draft, it'll be pretty interesting. I mean, they've got four forwards in Hall, Zajac, Palmieri, and Henrique that are pretty much guaranteed to get locked up. They'll protect Schneider. The one thing they'll have to do, they have to expose two forwards, and the only forwards under contract other than those four are Devontae Smith-Pelly and Michael Camilleri. So it'll probably be likely that Camilleri will get exposed. He's got a couple years left with about $10 million left on his contract. I think they'll feel comfortable doing that, but, I mean, it's just interesting to see a player like him that they're just going to have to expose unless they want to go the Henrique or even Zajac route.
Chris, I've seen a bunch of stories about Ilya Kovalchuk. I've seen some that say now he wants to stay in Russia, some wants to come back to the NHL. Obviously, the New Jersey Devils still hold his rights. If we were in Vegas and I made you put a place a bet, where is Kovalchuk going to be in the fall of 2017?
I would not bet in New Jersey. That would be the one thing if I can hedge that bet that way. I could see him being, I know that they've talked about the Islanders being interested because he wants to stay in New York or whether going to the Panthers in Florida. I've seen a few things about San Jose being a potential target because of the Dobert connection. I think he will, if he does ultimately decide to come over, he probably won't end up in New Jersey only because of where the Devils are currently. I mean, he would be a great short-term asset, but I think in terms of what the Devils are trying to do, he doesn't quite fit the long-term plan for them, and they know they can get a good asset for him in a sign-and-trade. So I think that's probably the most likely route that'll go. Obviously, Sherrod has said that he's open to either one. They haven't decided either way. They need to wait and see what Kovalchuk wants, where he wants to go, and what they'd be able to get back for him. So, but ultimately, at the end of the day, I don't think he ends up in New Jersey next year.
Chris, we'll close on this. Game 2, the Stanley Cup Final goes tonight. The Penguins won Game 1. What are you expecting for the rest of the series? Do the Predators have a couple wins in them?
I think they do. I think they steal one tonight. I mean, they certainly could have won that game the other night. I mean, the way they held the Penguins without a shot for a while, I saw them rack up 45, 50 shots on the Devils a couple times this year. So I think they'll bounce back and kind of finish off this game the way they played the second and third periods. And I do think the Penguins win it, but I think this one goes 7, though.
Chris, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime. That's Chris Ryan from NJ.com.